Thank you. The next item on the agenda is House Bill 1283, which is a holdover from a previous meeting. It is a bill that would permit certain traffic violators to take a driver improvement course in lieu of certain penalties. Representative or Senator DeHewick, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. Patty DeHewick, State Senator from District 24. I just once again wanted to thank the committee for your indulgence in allowing me to testify not only with regard to the original bill, the printed bill, but also to offer an amendment, which was essentially a hoghouse amendment. And I think that's, I don't know if you took action on that or if it's pending.
Yeah.
Or
yes, we did. I incorrectly announced HB 1282, I should have said as amended.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Chairman, because I wanted to take just a minute, since I think this is your last bill on your agenda today, isn't
it? Yes, it is. That doesn't mean you have unlimited time. We may...
You know, I kind of enjoy that over in the Senate, because they can't cut you off like, you know, we used to over here.
Oh, okay.
But in any event, thank you. I would just like to reiterate my feeling that the original printed bill would be an appropriate summer study, and would ask the committee to, when we reach that point in the session, to consider that, and during those deliberations, if you wanted any more information with regard to that kind of a project, I'd be happy to provide you with whatever I can to assist you in that decision-making. I do think it merits study and would appreciate your consideration of that. With regard to the amendment that was put on the bill that essentially hoghoused the bill, if you'll recall my testimony last week, what I was attempting to do was bring some solution to a problem that we are seeing in our magistrate courts, particularly in my circuit. I'm not sure what the extent of the problem in other areas, but it was an attempt on my part to resolve some conflicts in existing statutes with regard to revocation vis-a-vis suspension. And Mr. Chairman, I'm thrilled to be able to inform the committee that the same section of the law that is in the amendment that I presented was in a bill in Senate Judiciary on Monday of this week. And the Senate Judiciary Committee placed the amendments that we've got before you now on that bill. And so with that being done, and it was sent out of Judiciary and we hit the Senate floor. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure we need to duplicate, and I don't want to waste this committee's time, because I'm hopeful and that it will come back to you folks and we'll see it again after the Senate passes it through, because it was originally a House bill. And we offered the amendments to that House bill, and so it'll have to come back for concurrence, and then we can maybe deal with those problems at that time. So with that being said, Mr. Chairman, I certainly would not, I don't know how many of my bills have been sent to the 41st legislative day this session. I know it's a record for me, but if somebody on the committee wants to take care of it in that fashion, that's fine with me. Thank you.
Just a question. Do you know which House bill the amendment was placed on, and if it was a bill that had previously been through this committee?
Well, it was a bill that it may have gone through House Judiciary. I believe it was the Chief Justice's bill, 10, maybe 73. I'm awful with these numbers. Is that right?
It was mentioned through Judiciary. I don't know the number, but it did go through
1154. Oh, was a whatever. It was a Chief Justice bill. It was amended over here in the House. It came to the Senate. We worked a little, hopefully, magic on it over there, and it will come back. Maybe it won't come through your committee, Mr. Chairman. So, on the other hand, if you folks want to act favorably upon the pending amendment, or You know, I'd be delighted with that as well. Unbeknownst to me, but looking at the sign-up sheet, I guess there's some opposition to it. Commerce was opposed to it over in Judiciary Committee. This morning I see on the sheet that the Highway Patrol is also opposed to it. I was unaware of that, and is often the case around here. We get surprised. So, however you want to deal with it, if you want to act favorably upon it this morning, send it to the House and see which one survives. Works for me, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How many you got laying over there that you want to have this buried with?
Are there any other proponents of House Bill 1283? Other proponents of House Bill 1283? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee of Senator DeHuick? Representative
Should
Powers,
I?
Did you have a question? Or did you have
what
something in mind? Oh, I have nothing that I want to do.
Well, in that case, Mr. Chairman, I would move to table this bill.
Second.
Who made the second? A tabling motion by Representative Flowers, seconded by Representative Gordon Peterson. And the amendment, on 1283 as amended.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There's a tabling motion on 1283 as amended. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Abdullah? Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Knold?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
No.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye. Tabling motion passes 11-1. Thank you, Senator DeHuick.
It's a great pleasure to come out.